tree. Berry, berry, king of the bush is he. Laugh, kookaburra, laugh, kookaburra gay your life must be. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, eating all the gumdrops he can see. Stop, kookaburra, stop. Kookaburra saves some gum.
That's
for
a song
me.
We were talking about last half hour that a lot of us remember. Because we had a question about the kookaburra. And JJ wanted to know, the question basically was it a bird, right?
Right. A bird or a
Mexican mariachi band.
Or an alcoholic drink. And it was a bird.
What other kind of band is there in Mexico besides a mariachi band? Isn't that kind of redundant?
Well, they had
they have rock bands.
No, there was an Amish rap group that tried to break
in Mexico?
Mexico, and it was a horrible disaster.
Yeah, I can see how that might go
one,
wrong.
One show, or about half a show, is all they were able to realize. They canceled the tour.
No, they do have Mexican, different kinds of music in Mexico, like they do everywhere else, but the Mexican...
They're known for the mariachi
bands. Mariachi bands, yeah. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia. And I'm going to give you the phone number, and we have a 8-week waiting period between calls to be on the air with us. So if you've been on the air with us in 8 weeks, we have a 8 weeks between calls. Here's the phone number, 888. It's toll free, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840 is the phone number to reach us here on American Family Radio. And we're going to repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, here are my three. The giant anteater can run faster than Usain Bolt, Olympic champion. Is that true or false? Question number two, what famous horror movie actor narrated the Grinch animated TV special? And number three, as I said before, from the Have You Been Paying Attention file, in Major League Baseball, what team won the World Series this year?
I'm surprised somebody didn't jump right on
that. I know
it. Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? President Trump's advanced team for rallies has one member of the team embedded at the local McDonald's to ensure safety and quality control. Is that true or false? Second question, what is a pencil's lead typically made from? What is a pencil's lead typically made from? Number two pencil, I'm assuming. Third question, I'll add a new one. Let's see. Who wrote the novel 1984? Who wrote the novel 1984?
All right, my three questions, here they are. There are two of them are riddles. Ready? Pay attention. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? Number two, a man lives on the 10th floor of a building. Every day he takes the elevator down to the ground floor to go to work. When he comes home from work, he gets back on the elevator and goes to the 7th floor. And then he takes the stairs to reach his apartment on the 10th floor. Why does he do this?
Now, of all the questions we've had today, that's the one I want to hear the answer to.
Can I give a little commentary on that question?
Sure.
So all of his other riddles, somebody calls in and says, it's this. And Tim says, yeah, technically that is right. But that's not the answer I'm looking for. Two or three people will fill in the blank with something that really could be that. That hasn't happened with this one because that is so obscure. It's only going to have one right answer.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to find out the answer.
All right. Last question I have is, how old was Moses when he died? All right.
Yes.
Let's get back to the phones.
All right. We go to Oklahoma. I'm sorry, I almost did it. Yes, I almost did what you thought I was going to do, sing the song. Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much, professors. I appreciate this opportunity greatly.
Robert, nobody's ever maligned your state name by almost breaking into song when you've been out traveling. Nobody's ever done that before, have they?
You know, it's ironic you should say that because I have not lived in Oklahoma my whole life. I grew up in Los Angeles. So when I came here, everybody kept singing Born in East L.A. When I go back home in L.A. for vacation, they sing the Oklahoma thing. I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, and those people from Kansas said that they're not going to give you any sympathy because they've had to hear about those ruby red slippers and hear about Dorothy every time somebody says they're from Kansas when they're out traveling. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both if possible, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I'm going to go with what I believe to be the hardest one for me because I've never actually seen the Grinch cartoon.
What? Wow. And you call yourself an American, Robert?
Are you young?
The Army seemed to like me, so I think I call myself an American.
Okay. All right. It's Ed's question.
Here's the question, Robert. What famous horror movie actor narrated the Grinch animated TV special?
Let me guess, was it Vincent Price?
No, but you're in the right generation.
Yeah.
That is a great guess, but it is not correct.
You made it easy for the next person, Robert.
I hope so. Well, at least I did my little part there.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, if it makes everybody or most everybody there feel it a little better, I'm about to redeem all the Mississippians on your panel.
We're ready.
Okay, last Friday, I believe it was Professor Ed, and I apologize for having to call you out like this, but you asked a question about the Marx Brothers.
Yes.
You had specifically stated that there were four Marx Brothers, when in fact there were actually more than that.
I did not say there were four Marx Brothers. I said, what were the names of the stage names of the four Marx Brothers who were on in the movies? You're talking about Gummo, the other one. One of them died, didn't they, in infancy or something?
You're right. I can't remember if I think one of them did pass away, and of course that one didn't necessarily have a nickname. But right before I even got to ask my question,
go ahead, ask your question. Was it Gummo?
And in fact, that was going to be my question. But since you decided to ask to answer before I asked, I have another one.
Okay. Yeah. My apologies for I jumped the gun, Robert. Go ahead, ask another one.
No worries. All right. We'll consider the same generation of entertainment. What was the Curly Howard of the Three Stooges named birth name? It wasn't Curly, obviously. What was his birth name?
Oh, that's a great question, and I should know that.
That is a great question.
He was my favorite of the Three Stooges, too.
He's everybody's favorite.
Yeah. You got me. I can't remember. I should know that. I actually don't know that I know any of their actual names. Those were their stage names. What was Curly Howard's real name?
Curly was born Jerome Horowitz, along with his brother Moses Horowitz, who came on to become known as Mo Howard.
Mo, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jerome, I just can't picture Jerome going, whoop, 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 whoop. It had to be Curly.
And
it had to be something
the other
like that.
One, Larry?
Larry.
Larry's the one that went to the Amish barber.
Robert, go ahead.
Yes. No, I was going to say, for a little extra bonus credit, do you know how he got the name Curly?
I don't, because he had his head shaved all the time, so I do not. How did he become known as Curly?
Well, this was actually in Mo Howard's autobiography, which is the only reason I really believe it, is because when they were in vaudeville on stage, he did have long, curly, flowing hair.
Really?
And the team of three wanted to be able to stand out from the rest. So Curly decided to, on his own, went to a barber, shaved it all off, came back to the other two to show how he was willing to give up as much of himself as his well-known flowing curly hair at the time. But he had the name Curly from his previously flowing
fun.
Hair.
That is what dedication. I assumed it was when he played for the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm glad I didn't blurt that out.
Hey, Robert, thank you. Appreciate your knowledge of of an older generation of comedians. It's hard to top those guys.
Yes.
So,
whoop, whoop, whoop,
yeah. All right. Thank you, Robert. All right. Shall we continue?
Let's continue.
How about Texas? How about Pete? Pete from Texas. Pete,
good morning.
do you have a line of sauces for meat and stuff? We get the buffalo sauce. Pete from Texas is actually the name of it, or something like that.
Yeah, in fact, I have some in the fridge. It's called Texas Pete.
Yeah, that's it, Texas Pete. Thank you for helping me out there. Yep. So that's not you, yep. Right?
Not me.
You don't want to overdo that either. I'll tell you that right now. Because I did it on Thursday at lunch.
Still paying the price?
Yeah. You can get carried away with that. If you're not paying attention, trying to read the paper while you're sprinkling your turnip greens.
Yeah.
Speaking of overdoing it, Pete, one time Tim in the middle of the night had cold coming on or something. He just opened up the medicine cabinet and he chugged some what he thought was children's cough syrup. And he just took a couple of slugs. And he experienced some time travel. He was able to see around corners. His tongue got really, really thick.
That did happen.
Other than that, no real side effects.
Things were crawling all over me. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
Get him off.
Just real quickly, how that happened, you wonder how that happens. Don't you read directions, you idiots?
Yes.
No.
Well, you're from Mississippi.
Yeah, well, oh, man. Yeah. That's one point. The other point is when you get up in the middle of the night, you don't want to flip on the light to read directions because you can't even focus anyway on what you think is a children's prescription for cough medicine.
Yes.
Right.
So you just say, I'll just take a couple of chugs right here.
Yeah.
Because, and put it back on the shelf, and I'll sleep like a baby.
Right,
right,
right.
So I took a couple of chugs, and then things started happening to me about an hour later.
It was Texas Pete.
But it was
no. But what it was?
It was adult strength.
Yeah. Well, what it was, I told my wife the next day. You know, I was saying I can't. This is the weirdest feeling I've ever had. And she said, "Well, what did you do?" I said, cough medicine. She said, "I said it was Wesley's, my son. He was like 8 years old." She goes, I said, it's children's. She goes, no, it's adults. He's over 70 pounds. It doesn't matter what age you are. I'm chug-a-lugging.
Adult strength. Cough medicine.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I just want to thank, I don't know who I want to thank, but I do think that one of the greatest inventions in mankind is codeine.
I thought you were going to say the person that came up with the stomach pump.
I think codeine is
track.
Codeine makes the winter go by faster and better. I'm kidding. I don't want to. Is that an opioid? Am I encouraging opioid use? I don't know. But I'm just saying for cough medicine, that really does work.
Right.
All right, let's get back to
what's your question
Pete.
For us?
Or has he asked answer? Did you want to ask, answer, or do both? I don't even know if we've even asked.
No,
you,
we went off on that on that hot sauce.
That was a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pete.
Which
one you want to answer?
I'd like, can I do both? I'll answer the elevator one.
Oh, wow.
Good. A man lives on the 10th floor of a building. Every day he takes the elevator down to the ground floor and goes to work. When he comes back home, he takes the elevator to the 7th floor. And then he takes the stairs to reach his apartment on the 10th floor. Why does he do this, Pete?
I'm even going to work in the mother-in-law thing. His mother-in-law was taller than him. He was short, and he could reach the one button on the way down, but he could only reach the 7 button on the way up.
That is correct.
What? Wait.
He was a dwarf.
He was a dwarf?
Hmm? Think about it.
Oh, he could reach the 1 button because it's down lower.
Oh.
He couldn't reach the 10 button. He only could reach up to
okay.
The
got
7.
It? It's a riddle.
I get it
it's
now.
It's a good riddle, too.
Yes, no, that's good.
Huh? Pete,
that's
had
good.
You heard that before or did you just figure it out?
No, I'd heard it before.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's usually, Pete, the only way. I'm serious. That is about the only way I can answer riddles is if I have heard them before and remember the answer because I'm just terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not even from Mississippi.
Somebody tells it and then somebody tells me the answer.
He's
a dwarf and he could only reach the number seven on the
that was as high as he could
elevator.
All right.
Interesting. Pete, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm a measurement guy, and at what temperature is the complete absence of heat?
The complete what?
Absence of heat.
I think we've been close to it. At what temperature is the complete absence of heat?
Is heat a relative term, though, or is it we got a specific?
No, I guess you're saying that there is no heat.
Colder than cold.
Yeah. So, in other words, even at freezing, which is the temperature at which I think water freezes, there's still heat available, is what he's saying. So there is a temperature where there is absolutely no heat. Do you guys have any idea?
No, I don't know. I'm going to say 100 below.
All right, that's as good an answer. I don't know.
Out a guess. 100 below.
You're a little high. Yeah, units are in Kelvin. It's 0 degrees Kelvin, but it's the same as about minus 460 degrees Fahrenheit.
Minus 460
degrees, that's the temperature which there is zero heat. Of course, we wouldn't know if you were in it because you'd have died a long time ago.
Well, those little hand warmers they're just not really going to do much.
Yeah, because when you think about it, hand warmers, that is meant to keep heat in, but at some point your body would have no heat left to keep in.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is cold. Hey, Pete, thanks so much for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, we fall back this weekend, so you want to set your clocks back.
It means we gain an hour of sleep.
I can't remember if you gain or lose, but I do know that they want us to put fresh batteries in the smoke detector. So do that and maybe change the filter of your furnace while you're at it in case it gets down to 460 below zero.
All right, we're going to continue on. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we're going to go to Arkansas, and Cameron is on the line. Cameron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about Trump.
Okay. The true or false question?
Yes.
Here's the question, Cameron. President Trump's advanced team for rallies has one member of the team embedded at the local McDonald's to ensure safety and quality control. Is that true or false?
True, I think.
Cameron, it is 100% false.
False.
I made it up about an hour ago. But I was thinking about him really liking McDonald's and thinking about how he's actually, President Trump is going to be speaking in Tupelo, Mississippi tonight, where our flagship station is located. And I heard of a local restaurant that's providing the food for the president and the Secret Service. And they said, there's a lot involved in that. And after they bring the food, they're not allowed to leave and some of these other things. And so I thought, yeah, you know what? If somebody would try to poison a king in the olden days, and there'd be all kinds of ways that they would try to harm our president. So there's a lot of security issues. So I just made up this McDonald's question. But good try, though. You had a 50-50 chance. Hey, what's your question for us?
I got a riddle.
We're ready.
But I have a bed, but I don't sleep. I have a mouth, but I don't talk. What am I?
Come again. Say that again, Cameron.
I have a bed, but don't sleep. I have a mouth, but don't talk. What am I?
A river.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, JJ.
I was thinking flower bed, but then the other thing, I said, okay, wait, what has a mouth?
Mouth of a river.
Mouth of
a river.
Excellent
job. So now had you heard that before?
No,
or
I
you
don't
just
think
figured
so.
It out?
Just
see,
smart,
that's what I can't do.
Just really smart, because I'm from Kentucky and not from Mississippi. Hey, Cameron, thank you for listening to AFR.
Okay, I guess
Hey, my
we
wife and every
Cameron.
One of my children are from Mississippi, so I'm thankful that I've got dual citizenship.
Yeah, my son
Love
was born
Magnolia,
in Mississippi.
Love the Magnolia State.
My wife was. My daughter was born in Phoenix, but we moved to Mississippi when she was about a year and a half, so she grew up here, has
you got
a southern
here as
accent.
Quick, you got here as quick as you could.
Got here as quickly as I could. Loved raising my family, my kids here in Mississippi. So this is all in good fun. I hope our Mississippi listeners understand. And if you're going to blame somebody, blame Josiah from Texas. He's the guy who got that started.
I've got a book, Jonah Had a Whale of a Time.
Yeah.
Hilarious true stories to encourage and inspire. And one of the chapters is about Mississippi, because I'm a transplant and there's so many things about the state that are so admirable. I just went ahead and wrote about it, because, and especially Northeast Mississippi, where Tupelo, Mississippi is a five-time All-American city, unprecedented across the country.
Right.
All kinds of things that have happened in the state that are worth mentioning, because Mississippi does come in last in a lot of on a lot of lists, but in they're number one in giving each year.
Oh,
each
excellent.
Year, the number one state out of all 50 states in generosity in terms of giving of their income for charitable things, Mississippians.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Now, before we go back to the phone, we'll come back in just a second. That book you named, now you didn't ask me to do this, but let people know, that's a very funny book. Do we still have those at the store?
I think the AFA store, right?
What's the name of it?
We've got Moses Was a Basket
Yes,
Case.
Yes, right.
Jonah Had a Whale of a Time.
Those are very funny, and they have good messages.
Thank you for that. Yeah. You can get those at afastore.net or jjjasper.com.
All right. Do we have time for one more question, you think?
I think so.
All right. We'll try to squeeze one more in. Abby from Texas. Abby, we are right up against the clock, so we need to make it kind of quick. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The World Series question.
Ah, good. Somebody.
There you go.
This was in Major League Baseball, what team won the World Series this year?
Washington Nationals.
Very good. Very good.
Good girl.
I thought a lot of people would jump on that because it just happened this week. Are you a Washington Nationals fan, or are you just paying attention, or did you look it up, or what?
Paying attention.
Good girl.
Oh, good. Paying attention.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, what's your question for us, Abby?
Well, it's a riddle.
Okay.
What is like a virus and never goes away?
What is like a virus and never goes away?
I know it has something to do with Nancy Pelosi, but I just can't really put it into a language that would be in a technical or medical terms.
All right, what is like a virus and never goes away?
Yeah.
I think you got us, Abby. What's the answer?
Glitter.
Yes.
What is
glitter?
It? Glitter is like a virus.
Yeah, you better believe it. That's right. Hey, Abby, thank you so much for listening, and thank your family for listening to American Family Radio. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody, don't forget to...
That's an 11-year-old. You say, have a good weekend. Said, okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget to set your clocks back this weekend, and while you're at it, put fresh batteries in those smoke detectors.
Good idea. You know
what? This weekend.
Thank you, because I am going to do that with my smoke detector. But you reminded me.
Well, I think the fire department, those folks remind us to do that. That's a good way to do it, because you neglect that.
Do we need to answer questions that are
going on? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we sure do.
By the way, let me just say one other thing for smoke detectors. Don't just test the battery. That'll only tell you whether your battery's good. Test your smoke detector by lighting a match and blowing it out and putting it up by the smoke detector to see if it's working. All right.
Oh, that's good.
Answer my questions. The giant anteater can run faster than Usain Bolt. It can also kill a jaguar with a single swipe of its claws.
What?
Boris Karloff was the famous horror movie actor who narrated the Grinch animated TV special.
Pencil lead's made from graphite. If you've got a stuck zipper, you can put the pencil lead on there. That'll fix that. George Orwell wrote the novel 1984.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. Footsteps.
Glitter.
Ooh. Glitter.
Footsteps. That's
Footsteps.
Good.
Glitter is one of the worst things ever invented.
How old was Moses when he died?
120.
120 years old. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back Monday.